Open our ears, O Lord, to hear your word and know your voice. Speak to our hearts and strengthen our wills, that we may serve you today, now and always. Amen. Amen. Please do be seated. Here is my Bible. Here is all the money I have. Here is me. Find some way to use me, God, prayed 27-year-old Gladys Alleywood. This woman then went to do missionary work in China. And I read further, she was unqualified, a simple housemaid who was thrown out of Bible school for not passing Bible class. But she was willing. Gladys knew God had called her to be a missionary to China and she was ready. She just didn't know how she would get there. When she prayed that prayer, she only had 2.5 pennies, but God soon began to provide the money. And while she saved, Gladys read and prepared to be a missionary. Though she was unsure where in China she'd go and what she would do when she got there. Until she heard of Mrs. Lawson, an elderly lady serving as a missionary in China. She wanted to train someone to carry on the work after her. That's me, said Gladys. Before long, she was leaving everything she knew and heading to China. I read this extract from a book written by Janet and Jeff Benge. It's called Gladys Alleywood, The Adventure of a Lifetime. I read that extract online. I'd actually been looking for some information about Jackie Pullinger to start this talk, as I knew of her well-known work in the Kowloon Wall City in Hong Kong, where she made literally miraculous strides in addressing drug addiction and poverty. I couldn't find Jackie Pullinger's book, Chasing the Dragon, on my bookshelf, so I just Googled female missionary to China, and up came the work of Gladys Alleywood first. In fact, if we search, there is much written about the many women and men who have gone off as missionaries around the world. This century, the past century, all the centuries back until Jesus' ascension to heaven. All these people totally focused and giving up everything to follow their call from God, fulfilling very much Jesus' last words in the gospel reading we had today. So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions. As I often say in my talks, thankfully, we are not all called to such great acts of discipleship in our lives as some who have gone before us. God calls us to follow Jesus in many various ways. It is the focus of our intent that is important in our life. In Deuteronomy, we read that, Pat read for us, that we are to obey the commandments of the Lord your God, walking in his ways and observing his commandments, decrees and ordinances. Then you shall live and become numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you. In the book Deuteronomy, we hear Moses speaking to the Israelites. The book is in fact primarily made up of 3 speeches by Moses. The first reminding the people of all that God has done for them. The second reminding the people of how to live a godly life. And the third, of which we hear the end of today, is when Moses is calling the people to make a commitment, to choose to make a commitment. In verse 19 we read, "Choose life so that you and your descendants may live." That sounds simple, but making a choice, even when we know it is the right one, can be so hard. Choose life in following God, and you will be blessed. Choosing is such a key thing. God offers this to us all. We just have to say yes. Let's be honest, though. In a world where we have so much choice today, we can always think we may find a better option. Something better might be out there for us. In the past, even when I was a child, well, to be honest, that's quite a few years ago now. But if I was sent to the local corner shop for a loaf of bread, it would be fairly simple. Uncut or sliced, white or brown, relatively easy. Now, oh my goodness, if you go into a store, you'll find that there's about 30 different types of loaves on offer. And that's just the bread. We can have too much choice. I've recently heard there is enough clothing made on the planet now to dress the current and the next 6 generations. There is a lot of debate about the exact figures, but we are constantly surrounded by so much choice in all areas of our life. No wonder we get so distracted. Is there something better on offer? As humans, we need to have some focus to help us make the right choices. Moses is saying that if we choose God, we will have that focus. It is the foundation of our life. I remember being in a study group some years ago with the vicar and other local Christians. I was a young Christian. And the vicar said we were to take 5 minutes to think of how we would position church, God, family. How we would position those in our lives of importance, of priority. Which to put first, second, third. Church, God, family, God, family, church, blah. So we all thought, pondered this for the 5 minutes, all spending much of the 5 minutes wondering what the vicar was going to say, what was the right answer, and all hoping we would not be asked to say our thoughts first. Thankfully, when we'd had our 5 minutes, he said, "Let me tell you how I list the priorities." He was a good man. He took that anxiety and worry away from us by saying what he thought first. And he said, God, family, church. God, family, church. Now, I don't know if that is the right answer, the correct answer. I don't think there is a correct answer. Well, except for the first one. Needs to be God. He said, God has to come first. He said, if he is right with God, then he knows the rest of his life will be blessed. That is the foundation. God first. That was, is the most important. This echoes very much what Jesus was saying to his followers in our gospel reading, those who wanted to follow him, those who were thinking of following him. To be a disciple of Jesus means putting Jesus, God, first. Before all else, even our family. So not thinking if our family will be happy if we become a Christian, which can be hard. Very, very difficult if our family may have other faith beliefs. Not just the difficulties we might have that we want to go to church on Sunday and they don't. They might want to organise some family event and it means saying you can't get to church. And of course, following Jesus may mean we make different choices on how we spend our money. Maybe not on the latest fashion. Or the newest car. Maybe we feel it is good to tithe our money, to give a tenth to charity, to those in need. Maybe we think carefully about the type of job we do. Counting the cost of the various ventures in our life differently to others in our society and around us. This is what Jesus means when he says we have to give everything up. The foundation on which we build our life must be God, following Jesus. not following what might be the desire of our society we're living in. It does not mean we cannot have and live in nice houses. It does not mean we cannot have nice things, have a lovely family. No, God wants us to live abundantly. But do not let earthly distractions be a hindrance in our devotion and following of what we are called to. The thing is, God knows us well. He knows what he can ask of us. He loves us, each one of us. And as I said at the beginning, few of us are called to such missionaries as Gladys Aliwood. And personally, I thank God he didn't call me to such. But we are all called. We are called, and it is our choice to follow the path God, Jesus, leads us on. If we talk to him, he will help us to find our path. And who knows where it will take us. Across the benefice in our parishes, we are finding good ways to develop our churches, our outreach into our communities. That is really positive. And we have all found ourselves today coming to church to join in worship, to share these things. These foundations that Jesus calls us to are those of love and compassion and courage to bring these to those around us. What wonderful things to share in our families. Love, compassion and courage to share in our local communities. And something our world desperately needs so much. Love, compassion and courage. And the belief that if we choose to follow Jesus, to follow God, we will have blessings and hope for a good future and life. That is what God wants for us all. Amen.